Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. Happy Sunday. My name is Mike Harrison. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I want to thank you for tuning in this morning. Lifestyles Unlimited is a unique organization for many different reasons, but one of the primary aspects that makes Lifestyles Unlimited so great is the willingness of its members to give back. I have a great show teed up for you this morning. Let me phrase it like this. If Lifestyles Unlimited had a ring of honor, a hall of fame, or whichever sports analogy you want to use, I don't know, an all-century team, well, my friends, today's guest would definitely be one of those people. I'm honored to have on the show today Damon Janis, and Damon came to Lifestyles, like all of us, to learn real estate investing, and he did that. But when it came to the part that Dell stresses, the part about giving back and helping others along the way, well, let me tell you, this person not only did that, he exceeded, well, I don't think there was an expectation, but what this gentleman did, what he gave back is absolutely priceless. So, Damon, I'm so happy to have you on the show. Appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. It's so great to be here with you. Been looking forward to this. A little bit nervous.
Yeah.
Since I'm usually quietly in the background, but I really do love to give back, and I appreciate the kind words. Thank you.
Excellent. I've been wanting to say thank you to you personally for about 8 years now. So thank you. But Damon, before we get into what you did, the creation of some of our software and our podium and all of that, I want to go back to the very beginning. What made you, I guess, how'd you find Lifestyles Unlimited?
So I moved to Houston in 1998, and I was about, I was in my 30s at the time. So what happened was actually when I was a kid, I grew up in California in Los Altos, Mountain View, kind of Silicon Valley, and my parents had real estate investments there, and I would work on the properties. They were very hands-on. I would strip walls down and repaint them and do landscaping, all kinds of work, And it was very successful for them, but when I was an adult in my 30s, I was like, I don't want to do all that work. Yeah. I don't want to deal with tenants. You know, I'm going to figure out with my programming skills how to create my retirement in the stock market. And so when we moved to Houston in 1998, that's what I was working on, was kind of like, you know, automated trading with software, because that's my background is software development. What I learned was my parents actually have a lot of wisdom in their real estate investing. And even though, you know, I didn't want to do it because I thought it was a lot of work and, you know, toilets, tenants and all that stuff, I just was like, no, I'm not going to do it. But then I realized actually that really is the best way to go. And because I didn't know the market in Houston, and I didn't really, you know, my parents were successful, but I didn't like the way they did investing. Yeah. I found Lifestyles Unlimited listening to the radio on my lunch breaks during work. And I was just so fascinated. It's like, wow, there's a group of investors here in Houston. And they, you know, they don't do all the work themselves, and they, you know, they're planning for retirement through this. I mean, it was so perfect a match for me, and that's how I learned about Lifestyles Unlimited, and that's where it started. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, Dell absolutely stresses to work on your business, not in your mm-hmm. business. Don't lift a hammer, none of that, and invest in real estate as being an owner and hiring professionals. So were you day trading around, what, 98, 99? Because I know what happened soon after.
I was. Yeah, and the market was going crazy with volatility back then. So, yeah. I had written programs that would tie into the exchanges and automatically place trades. They were day trades. You know, it's like there's so many methodologies, and I just thought, like, I'm going to figure this out. And it just, for a number of reasons, it really isn't something that is going to build your retirement. You know, and I just had to come to that acceptance. I did that pretty strong for about a year, basically broke even when it was all said and done. And then I got wise and I thought, you know, there's so many advantages to real estate investing with the tax advantages and the depreciation and the, you know, generally speaking, the real estate increases in value. You have a physical asset, like all of these positive things. Oh, passive income, right? That's a big one. Those were so appealing to me, and I couldn't achieve that in what I was trying to do in the stock market. And so it was like, well, yeah, I've got to look into this real estate investing, but I need to do it in a way that, like, works for me. I don't want to work that hard like my parents did.
Yeah.
And so that's why Lifestyles was so interesting. And I went to the free workshop in the Houston office, and it was probably in 2000. By then, it was probably about 2004, 2005, actually, and went to the free workshop, and everything that they taught was just so, like, really resonated with me, and all of the benefits of real estate investing, and, you know, the time frame, and, you know, when you hit about 40 years old, at least for me, when I hit 40, that's when I realized, you know, I really don't want to work forever, and there's a time limit to this whole thing.
That's, you know, I think at 40, something was tapping me on my shoulder as well, saying, hey, I need to either get busy getting busy or I got to find something else. I was just doing an internal math myself, saying I had a number in mind, and all the pundits tell you, oh, you can spend 4% of that and you'll never exhaust your nest egg, so to speak. And I had to accumulate a large number that I wanted, and I wasn't going to hit it until 65, maybe 70 at the rate of return. Yeah. So I think we were thinking alike. So Damon, when we come back, let's get into the development of the Quest software. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Happy Sunday. I appreciate you tuning in. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. If you have any questions for Damon Janis, the creator of our Quest software, or myself, our number is 855-497-4335, or feel free to email me. I do respond personally to each and every email. AskMike@LUINC.com. AskMike@LUINC.com. Well, Damon, when we left off, we were just discussing how you had left the stock market and found Lifestyles Unlimited to learn how to invest in tangible assets, right? What I feel I like investing in properties because I can go touch it. I can drive over and see it. It's not a number of a stock on a piece of paper that I have absolutely no control of. But before we get into how Quest came about, when you came to Lifestyles, did you start with single family? Did you go multifamily? What was your path?
So my path was single family, and I didn't get into multifamily for a few years. I did some multifamily first, and that's how I got started. I just thought, you know, that was comfortable to me. Now that I've been with Lifestyles for so long, you know, I see people come in and go straight to multifamily. Some people start with single family, but my path was single family.
As you're doing the single family back then, how did y'all analyze the properties?
Well, there was it was very difficult. One of the ways is we would ask our real estate agent to do the analysis for us, and that's really kind of how this Lifestyles Quest software came about, because I sat down with my mentor, who was also a real estate agent, Chuck Maley. He's still with Lifestyles. He does multifamily now. And it took him about 20 minutes to, once we found a property we thought might be a good investment, and he was in the real estate agent's portal, you know, took him about 20 minutes to analyze it. And I'm sitting there watching over his shoulder, and I was, you know, I'm a programmer. I started programming in high school, and I'm just like, wow, this is really inefficient. There's got to be a better way to do this. And so I went home and I played around with some ideas and came up with something that, you know, took about 2 minutes, 1 or 2
yes.
minutes. And then I came back into the office to sit down with Chuck and go over some more properties. And we were huddled around the computer, and I was showing them this little program I'd written. And then Nathan Dennis, who was the broker, he comes over, he's looking at it, he's like, wow, that's pretty cool. And then Dell Walmsley, the founder over at Lifestyles, he happened to walk by, and he sees the three of us looking at this computer. He's like, what are you guys looking at? And so, you know, I explained it to him, and he gets all excited, and he says, you know, wow, that's really neat. Can we make this available to our members? Well, I had just written it for myself, you know, just to make it more efficient for me. And I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we can get access to the data for our members, but let me look into it. And so I went and looked into it and found out that we could license the MLS data under, you know, certain conditions and stuff. And so we were able to take that program I had written and make it available to our membership. And that was, I think, in 2007 or 2008. So it's been there for about 14 years, I think. Lots of members, you know, using it and analyzing these properties to see if they'll make a good investment or not. That's really the problem that I was trying to solve with it.
Fascinating. And I can just picture the scene. You're there showing the realtor on your computer, and essentially Dell walks by, and then I can imagine the wheels in his head start cranking. Wow, that's a great story. That is great. So, Damon, why don't you take a moment and just describe Quest, what it exactly is. We have a lot of listeners that aren't Lifestyles Unlimited members that are probably saying, what is this software? So take a moment and explain what it is and what it does.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. So it's an evaluation tool. And the nice thing about real estate investing is that it's very repeatable. So one of the first things that you do when you find a prospective property is you analyze it to determine, okay, how much, you know, cash flow is this going to create? What kind of, you know, equity or capital gain should I be able to see? You know, what's the property worth? How much can I rent it for? Things like that. And then you run through the numbers, and then it comes out and says, oh, okay, well, you'll get a 10% return cash on cash, you know, maybe get a 80%, you know, capital gain return, things like that. And then you can make a decision on whether to, you know, go pursue that property or not. And so that, so the Quest software essentially is really an analytical tool that helps you get those numbers and calculate them so that you can make these decisions. And the way it works is you go in and you select, so let's say you have a property you're thinking about investing in, you put in the property address, and then there's three steps to the evaluation. You look at, well, what are the sale comparables?
Yeah.
And this is all single family, by the way, because multifamily is a completely different methodology.
Right.
But for single family, you look at, well, what have properties like this property sold for recently? And then that helps you know what the value is, right, the sale value. You
yeah.
look at, well, what are properties like this renting for? And so that helps you understand how much you can rent it for. And then there's a calculator part where you put in those numbers, and then it tells you what your returns would be expected given those assumptions. And then, you know, you make your decision as to, you know, do I want to go look at the property? Is it worth it? And make an offer. How much should I offer? When you're ready to rent it out, you need to know how much to rent it for. It'll tell you that. So that's the essence of it.
I love the flexibility of the program because literally, you're evaluating houses and you say, okay, I want to only look at houses that sold like this house within the last 6 months, for instance. And
right.
it might pull up four or five. Or, but let's say if you're looking in a neighborhood and nothing's really sold, you only have one or two comps. You may say, okay, I want to go and look at houses that have sold within the last 12 months so I can get more of an idea and essentially factor that down and get an average of what the square foot of the houses that sold. And then you can also change, okay, it's a three bedroom, two bath, or do I want to compare it? Also, do I want to say, bring in some of these houses that are maybe four bedroom, two bath, or something along those lines if you need to add to it. So the flexibility is amazing. And I would brag to people. I'd say, I will sit down in 1 hour and look at 15 or 20 houses. And as soon as that one clicks that meets my criteria, I'm at my desk in my office. Literally, I'm grabbing the keys to my truck and boom, I'm gone. I'm going to go see this house because I printed the paperwork. I've got it in my hand, four pages, and I'm literally racing to go see the property personally. So
yeah.
What a wonderful, wonderful piece of software. I cannot stress that enough. So excellent. We'll be right back after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work on your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Nick Harrison, and yes, as always, we are working on your financial freedom. And I have one of the architects of a program that definitely helped me with my financial freedom on the show this morning. His name's Damon Janis. He's the creator of our Quest software. If you have any questions for Damon or myself, our number is 855-497-4335. Or as always, you can email me, askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. Damon, we were talking about the creation of Quest and what it did. I wanted to go into when I started using Quest was 2013, and at that time it was really kind of just a Texas thing, and even not all the parts of Texas were touched. I remember if we'd do a search in some of these tertiary markets, we couldn't get all the information. We can get some of it. Maybe talk about that because it worked great in Dallas, Fort Worth, Metroplex, Houston, San Antonio, and Austin. Then you were able to add this additional piece to fill in, I guess, the missing area and go national. Talk about what that was and how you were able to make it go national.
Yeah, Lifestyles was very centric at the time to Texas. And so the biggest need really was for that Texas market, like you mentioned. And then as, you know, by 2014, 2015, Lifestyles was starting to grow nationally quite a bit. And so the need to have a property valuation tool that worked all over the United States was becoming greater and greater. And the difficulty there is that there's hundreds or maybe thousands of MLSs all across the country, and you have to integrate with every single one individually if you want to get that data. And, you know, that was just something that we weren't going to be able to do. So I embarked on an effort to find a data provider that did do that, pulled in all of the information that we needed for the evaluations all over the country. You know, there's like 120 million properties, single family properties in the United States.
Wow.
And so we found a data provider for that, and then we integrated that into the program. So it's probably been about 4 or 5 years now where this Quest software is able to analyze a property anywhere in the United States because we have all the data. And we needed both the sales data and the rental data. And so we were able to find providers for both of those. And now, yeah, it's really just become even more useful because we have so many members that are coming to us from all over the country.
Yes. Yeah, we've got members in all 50 states, and so you're essentially getting data from these other areas and integrating it into the Quest software.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're in, you know, Colorado somewhere and you're evaluating a house, then in that case it's going to go to the data source, that kind of this national data source that we have access to find sale comparables, to find rent comparables, and then access them there.
Wonderful. My wife and I's plan is once we get these kids raised and out of the house, we're going to move down to the coast. I grew up on the coast in Texas. We're not sure where, but the thought in the back of my mind is I'll never stop buying real estate or buying properties. And I want the ability to be able to evaluate, you know, I picture myself living in, you know, Key West or something like that. And you want some houses that are out there in the Keys, just some little projects, but you got to be able to evaluate them. It's essentially just a mathematical equation. Does this make sense? Yes, no. If yes, check out the property and maybe pursue it. If no, go to the next property. And so you have made that available to people all over the country to be able to do that.
And I personally benefited too, because I haven't lived in Texas now for about 5 or 6 years, and I'm still buying property. So, you know, same thing applies to me. It's like I want to and need to evaluate properties, you know, all over the place.
We have members in Hawaii that are buying properties in Hawaii. And so They use the Quest software to be able to evaluate it. And again, it's so easy. I mean, literally 2 to 3, maybe 5 minutes if you're new to be able to use it. But it's so simple.
Yeah, thank you. I really tried to make it that way. And with 14 years of our members using it, in fact, I was looking at stats on that. We've had over 2 million evaluations on properties in the last 14 years.
Wow.
It just blows me away when I look at that. I mean, that's a lot of properties being evaluated. And a lot of members at Lifestyles are, you know, retiring and growing their wealth through their investing. So it just, like, so wonderful I was able to contribute, that I get to contribute to help in this way.
I did a Zoom meeting the other night with my buddy. We were going to meet for lunch, and I couldn't get away, so we did a Zoom meeting. He's buying a property. His daughter goes to college in Oklahoma, and he says, I don't want to pay rent, essentially, so I'm going to get a property. She's going to get a couple of roommates. And so we were looking at properties in Oklahoma, doing a Zoom meeting from right here in North Texas. So the technology aspect just... it tickles me. I can't tell you how much. So
yeah.
What a cool piece of software. So let's move into, you weren't finished at Quest. Let's move into your next endeavor, which is the accounting software, Basalbooks. Tell me about the creation or the thought behind that.
Well, the thought behind that was that my wife and I were using QuickBooks to do our accounting for our properties, because we own passive multifamily and single family properties. And it was really complicated, very expensive, like just double entry accounting, all this stuff. And I thought, same as LiftQuest. Like, there's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
So I created this simple accounting app, really very specific to people investing in single family and passive multifamily and doing your personal finances. I created this app, called it Basilbook, and my wife and I started using it. We canceled QuickBooks, and it's just so simple to use. It was taking us about 6 hours a month to do our accounting, and with Basilbook, it takes about 1 hour a month. We sit down, work through it in about an hour, and we're done. And at the end of the year, when we're ready to do our taxes, well, I should say the beginning of the next year, we literally press a button in there, and it takes all our data, puts it in a file. We send that to our accountant, and everything that he needs is there. So it was just another simplification of, like, let's just create software that does exactly what we need and nothing more. Let's not complicate it. And that's where Basilbook came about. So it's been out for a couple of years now. Members at Lifestyles are able to use it and do their accounting with it. And it's just, you know, a big simplifier and time saver.
Now, in Basilbook, if I recall, you can put your passive and your multifamily passive investing in there alongside your single family homes, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. So my wife and I are in 13 passive multifamily deals. And so we put those properties into Basilbook. And when we get distributions, those get recorded. It actually connects with your bank account. So the transactions come in automatically. All you have to do is just say, oh, that's a distribution for, you know, that property. It takes a second, you know, to do that. And
yeah.
Yeah, and it's keeping track of the value of the properties. So, yeah, again, for multifamily passive investments and then for single family as well.
Excellent. And the cost, if I recall, because we did QuickBooks for a while, mm-hmm. isn't near what QuickBooks is.
It's way less. To do QuickBooks, you have to subscribe to, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like $80 a month for the classes ability. This one's like a quarter of that price.
All right. Well, we'll come back after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. I have as a guest this morning, Damon Janis. And Damon joined Lifestyles Unlimited, just like most of our members, almost all of our members, to learn how to invest in real estate, to be more effective at investing in real estate, to create passive income, to create wealth. But along the way, Damon saw an opportunity to make things better. And Damon is the creator of our Quest software. He's also the creator of Basilbook, which is an accounting software that real estate investors can use to essentially track their real estate investing and essentially save time, right? Save time so that you could live the lifestyle. So, Damon, you weren't done after Basilbook.
Nope.
And I'm sure you're still not done. You created, I guess it's a portal, right? The Podium portal. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Lifestyles Podium. Yeah, it's a portal.
Okay, and I'm a fan of Podium. I'm on Podium often, and take a moment and explain what Podium is.
Okay, well, yeah, this is my latest project and really the largest one. It was quite a bit of work to put this together, and it went live about a year, almost a year ago, in May of last year, right after the lockdown started.
Perfect timing, so, by the way.
It was perfect timing. So what it does is this is a multifamily platform. And so lead investors, those are the people who are going out and finding apartment complexes and putting the deals together. They can put their deal up on the Lifestyles Podium platform. And then the passive investors, like myself or like you, we're going to be putting money into that deal. We go into that platform and see, oh, there's, you know, this lead. Like, let's say you're a lead, Mike, and I'm a passive. Then I see, oh, Mike's got a deal coming up, and this is how much money he's raising, and this is all the information about the deal and the documentation, et cetera. And then through this Lifestyles Podium portal, I can participate in that investment. And so you make your offering, I respond to it, and then once the deal closes, now it's an investment in there. And when you are distributing money to me, which is what we love as passives, right? When there's distributions, then Podium has a way of automating the distribution. It shows up in my bank account. It shows up in my portal. And so essentially Lifestyles Podium is this platform for leads and passives to do their deals together. It brings them together, makes it really easy for the leads to raise money, for the passives to participate in the deals, and then the ongoing management of the deal as distributions are paid out, and eventually liquidating the deal. That's all, you know, handled inside this platform.
It does a lot of different things. The first thing it does is essentially lets you know, okay, here's a list of leads, and then you get to read their folio, right? A little bit about them, about, I guess, their strategy or who they are and their experience. Yep. And it's just a couple paragraphs. And you say, wow, that resonates with me. This sounds like somebody that I'd like to get to know better. And so I'll look at them and I'll read it and I'll say, yeah, I want to get to know this one. And so I get to send them a note and I'd like to get to know you better. And then they can respond to that. The other thing that I really like about it is when a lead finds a deal that they're interested in, they haven't executed the deal yet, but this very early stages, they'll say, hey, here's a property that we are looking at, and here's kind of the plan if we were to purchase this property. And so they'll send that out, and then I can respond, yes, I'm interested, or no, I'm interested. So essentially the lead's able to gather, kind of test the water and say, hey, if I need to raise $5 million, okay, I've got $7 million worth of people, essentially a soft interest, I guess. So then they know that if they can pursue it, if they've got the backing to pursue it. I like that part of it too.
Yeah, thank you. It works really good for the lead and for the passive, because the leads want to know, like, is there enough interest in this property that I can move forward with it? And the passives, they have money they want to invest. They're looking for opportunities, you know, to do that. And so it helps them both, like, come together and get these deals done. And it's been phenomenally successful. I still wake up in the morning, I think, I cannot believe how amazing this is. This platform went live in May of last year, and there's been $115 million raised on the platform. There's over 100 syndications on there. There's thousands of passive investors. I mean, there is so much activity going on. People are moving quickly towards their retirement through this platform. And the deals that the leads and the passives are doing together, it's just incredible how amazing it's been. I mean, I'm on there as a passive investor, and, you know, we've got multiple lead investors who are doing deals on there, and you know, I get to interact with them and connect and see their deals and get into their deals with them, and it's just really great.
It's such a hub of interaction. The picture that comes to my mind when I think about what this Podium portal, the Lifestyles Podium, does is it's almost like the old-timey switchboard operator in the 20s, right? They're there and they've got all these lines that are coming into this one area, and they're taking this one and connecting it to that one and taking that line and connecting it to this line. And the other thing I like about Podium is not only you're able to interact, the leads are able to throw a deal out, are you interested? And then the passers are able to say yes, no, maybe kind of thing. But then it manages all the associated paperwork that comes with it, all the pieces that need to be signed off. I love that part of it too. And it's all there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's all there. So it's all integrated where, you know, you have, there's what's called a subscription agreement, which a passive needs to sign to get into it, to subscribe to a deal. And it's all done through electronic signatures. You have digital access to all the documentation that you need to review, the private placement memorandum, you know, all the information, everything's there. And then, and you're able to just interact digitally on this, which is so much better than in the old days, you know, a year ago, you have to like print the contract,
yes,
sign it, scan it, email it back, which is not secure. That was, yep, a big problem. You have confidential information going across email. We've completely eliminated that. So everything is happening in a very secure environment so that, you know, your social security number is not going out across the internet. It's all very, you know, it's encrypted and secured inside the Podium platform.
Yeah, that's a great point in that. Yeah, I'd print a stack of paper and I've got a little cabinet in my desk, and it's probably now, I don't know, 18 inches tall, and it's several different passive deals that I'm in. And so I'd print those out and then save it. And then I'd also have to save those four different sections of paperwork to my computer. But now, right, in fact, there's a deal I got into, last year at some point, and I wanted to look at something, and I just go straight to, the deal, and then you can see all your paperwork in one spot, about the fourth one down, click on that, it opens up. That might be your greatest work yet, and I'm a huge fan of Quest, so I don't say that lightly.
Well, we gain the more we do stuff, we get more experience, and I mean, I guess I can say with humility, I'm pretty good at writing systems like this, and I've gotten better, so it's a good one.
Yeah, that it's really good. And how'd you know that we were going to have these lockdowns? Obviously, you were designing this thing at least a year before it came to fruition.
Yeah, I had no idea, but I'll tell you, it was so helpful because when the leads and passes weren't able to physically get together anymore and get, yep, to know each other, suddenly this platform happened to be available. Like, it was really pure luck, that the timing of it. And so they were able to just pick up right where they left off and move forward with it. And so there was no slowdown or, you know, issues created with the lockdowns happening. All this business just moved right forward.
Yeah, that was tough on us because we as members are used to meet and greet and interacting and networking. Yes, lots of network. Everything works through the networking, and then boom, here we are in May, and we've got this beautiful piece of software that allows us to interact and exchange and information all from the comfort of our laptop. Anywhere you plug in, anywhere in the world, we can now interact with those leads. So what a great thing that Podium is, and I'm not giving it enough credit. So that's awesome. Well, Damon, what's next?
Well, what's next is, I don't know yet what's next, but I'm always on the lookout.
You're definitely always on the lookout.
Always on the lookout, yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on today. What a great show. Damon, I appreciate personally everything that you've done. Take care. Enjoy the rest of the day. For the rest of you out there, I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.